An unusually large North Slope wildfire released a massive amount of carbon into the atmosphere. That's the conclusion of research published this week on the 2007 Anaktuvuk River Fire, the largest wildfire ever recorded on the North Slope. The tundra blaze burned 256,000 acres, or about 400 square miles, mostly in the month of September. University of Alaska Fairbanks ecologist Sindonia Brett Hart says the character of the lightning-caused fire was also unusual for the normally wet tundra.
It was a very severe fire for a tundra fire because it burned so late in the year that the soil was thawed fairly deeply, the organic matter in the soil, and so it could combust more than usual. So we were very interested to understand how much carbon was actually lost in the fire, how much combustion occurred.
Brett Hart says sediment cores showed no previous evidence of wildfire in the area over the last 5,000 years. Analysis showed the wildfire burned and released carbon stored in dead plant matter accumulated over the previous 50 years. Fellow researcher Michelle Mack of the University of Florida says that's substantial, even when you consider the entire circumpolar Arctic region.
Arctic tundra ecosystems over long periods of time have stored a lot of carbon. And so when we looked at how much carbon was released by the fire, we came up with an estimate of 2.1 teragrams of carbon. And this is the same order of magnitude of the estimate of the annual uptake of carbon by the entire tundra biome.
That means one fire released enough carbon to offset the annual sequestration of the entire Arctic. The individual event is not going to throw the world into climate change doomsday, but if it's indicative of a new norm of warmer, drier, more lightning-prone conditions in the Arctic, Brett Hart says that could trigger the release of vast stores of carbon from frozen soils.
If you got a shift in fire frequency to where you are burning more often in this landscape, you would start to release old carbon. And old carbon is not likely to be replaced by current plant uptake. So, you know, we can replace 30 to 50 years of carbon if there isn't another fire in the next 100 to 200 years. But if we start having fires that are burning more rapidly, then it's not going to be possible to replace that carbon in a sort of reasonable time frame.
Brett Hart says the massive release of long sequestered carbon would be a strong positive feedback to further future warming. The Anaktuvuk wildfire research was published in the July 28th issue of Nature.